Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candy Man.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph, Trisha, and Eric, and of course, Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Candyman Can. I love that song. That was from the 1920s, and not really.
That's like the 60s or 70s, isn't it?
Oh, was it
one of his biggest hits.
It was the 70s, yeah.
Now, here's a trivia question.
Yes.
Sammy Davis Jr. sang this song.
Yeah.
What pack was he from?
The Rat.
Yes, the Rat Pack.
And what movie was this song in?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Ooh.
But did he sing it in that?
No, he doesn't sing it in that. No, someone else does in that. But
this was in Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
The original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. You know, the Candy Man makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Mm-hmm. And you know what else?
And nutritious?
You can also be satisfied if your car has problems.
That's right. And if you want to be satisfied, make sure you go to Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair.
That should have music behind this.
In Phoenix. Of course, 3310 East Thomas Road. Hey, we're still... And maybe you see Sammy Davis Jr. there. I don't know.
Good.
But anyway, Alexander, great guy. Really is a good friend. Bring my stuff. Trisha knows him. Joseph and Eric, we want you to get to know them. But call them at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell them I said hi. You know, the summertime truly is when cars seem to break down. So maybe preventive medicine or maintenance. Go in there and... talk to Alexander. Back to you, Joseph.
It did sound really good with music behind it. And you know what?
Oh, I guess it did, didn't it?
All of today's songs are very sweet and candy-related because we are doing a lot of different taste tests and being taken behind the scenes of the candy-making process. And, of course, it wouldn't be Easter without chocolate, and we have to start...
And it smells so phenomenal in this studio right now.
Oh
my goodness, I'm gaining weight just smelling.
Well, right now we have on chocolate expert Aaron, is it Koch?
It's Coke.
Coke.
Yeah, Coke. Treehouse
like
chocolate.
Coke Brothers.
Coke, okay.
All the Coke Brothers. Less $35 billion.
Exactly, yeah.
Aaron Coke, Treehouse Chocolate is what we're going to be talking about. We've got some samples right here in studio, and the one we're going to be tasting here, because for time consideration, is the original dark chocolate. So first of all, as I deliver the sample to Eric in the other room, why don't you tell us what Treehouse Chocolate is?
Yeah, so Treehouse Chocolate.
I'll meet you at the door.
from my experience living in a treehouse in Hawaii. Lived in Hawaii for about 6 years, and I lived in a treehouse for about a little over a year out of that. And I was a cacao farmer. So, you know, just got really interested in chocolate making from my experience farming. And then a little over 2 years ago, I was visiting Portland and never left. I ended up buying a shipping container here, put it in a warehouse, and built a chocolate factory inside of it.
Oh.
And now what I do is I import cacao from northern Peru, and I make chocolate and put it in those pouches that you see in front of you, and they're single-serving drinking chocolate. So basically, I'm shaving down blocks of chocolate, mixing it with cocoa powder, organic skim milk powder, creating blend, and putting it in a pouch so it's a single serving. All you do is you're going to put it in your mug, add 6 ounces of hot water, stir it, and it's ready.
Excellent.
Wow.
And it just smells delicious. And, you know, so let's go ahead and I hope
Should
it's not too hot.
It?
Yeah, it might be still too hot.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys taste while I ask a question.
Okay,
so
good.
Were you on the Big Island or what island were you on?
I was on North Shore Kauai. Mm.
North Shore of Kauai. So, wow.
Yeah, most of my time I spent in Kilauea and Hiana. And really, it's like a slow lifestyle there.
Oh, yes. I know Kauai well.
Have you been there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Cool. I used to live in Kahalu on Oahu.
My ex-wife's brother is a board maker on Kauai.
Oh, what's the company name?
Iverson Surfboards.
I haven't heard of that one. But
he's been there for quite a few years now.
Wow.
And so now what you said, northern Peru. So yep. Tell me a little bit more about where your cocoa's
yeah,
coming from.
Yeah, so we're sourcing from, our guidelines is we can source from any organic farmer-owned cooperative. So we've sourced from Dominican Republic, we've sourced from Papua New Guinea, and now we've kind of picked Northern Peru as the consistent sourcing that we're getting. And yeah, we get it from Oro Verde,
okay,
farmer-owned cooperative.
Excellent. Well, excellent.
And I have to say that you've got this video on your website. Is it treehousechocolate.com?
It's treehousechocolate.com.
And you can see, you know, a little bit of the process behind the scenes. That's one of the reasons that I went with you among several of the people that they're on today's show, because the video just shows the process so beautifully, and the way that you talk about it is so elegant that, you know, it shows that you are a chocolate expert. And this
is his passion.
Guess what?
What?
Aaron, you should switch your name, because this is no Coke. This is phenomenal chocolate.
Doesn't it taste like we melted chocolate in here? I mean, it's just powder in these.
Literally, pouches. What's happening? You're drinking a chocolate bar. That's the concept.
Yeah,
it's a hybrid between hot cocoa and a European drinking chocolate.
Yeah, there's a hint of chocolate bar in here. I
cacao.
Tell. it's really delicious. Man, so how did how was your passion, or how did you get the passion for chocolate?
You know, I spent a long time on Kauai, and I got into organic farming and permaculture farming, and you're walking around all day. I mean, you'd probably walk 5 miles a day around the property. And so what I would do is I'd just get a really dark chocolate bar and keep it in my shirt pocket, and that would kind of fuel me. And then later, I became a cacao farmer. I was looking for a place to live, and there was a place on a cacao farm, and part of the rent was to work on the farm. So I did that for a while and got really interested in cacao, and that led to chocolate making. I haven't looked back since. It's just been all about it.
Well, how's it going? I mean, is it going well?
We're in all the Whole Foods in the Northwest, so that includes Oregon and Washington. We have a chain here called New Seasons, so we're in all of those. We just got approved in the Rocky Mountains Whole Foods region, so that's 4 states. Colorado, Utah, Arizona, actually, and Kansas.
Yeah.
So you can see it there soon.
Oh, excellent. I cannot wait to get this here. I mean, because this is delicious.
This is very delicious.
Now,
you can try the Cherrywood one. We work with a local salt maker here called Jacob Salt, and we put their salt in our chocolate, too.
Well, that's
and
what I was going to say.
The camp is a mocha in a bag. So you're camping, you don't want to mess around with the French press or anything. We have a full serving of organic instant coffee with the original recipe in the camp. And, you just add hot water, and you have, like, a mocha better than you can get in most coffee shops.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because we've got the flavors here. Original, Camp, Cherrywood, Nectar, that's the one with the coconut nectar in it, right?
Yeah, so Nectar, just real quick, Nectar is based on my travel experience in Indonesia. I surfed a long time. I grew up in Singapore, and then I surfed a long time in Indonesia. And one time, I was on a coconut farm, and I checked out how they make the coconut sugar. I was so inspired, I ended up buying, like, a ton of it. And now I make the nectar with that coconut sugar.
Wow. I mean, because I got to say, in the camp one, I'm going to have to, like, buy a lot of this camp stuff and bring it with me to actual camping. You know, have a Soup Lake Falls or something like that. Because everyone else just boils their water and has some coffee. Imagine I bring out these packets of camp chocolate.
You would be invited on every camp out.
Yes, they would carry me. I wouldn't have to walk.
Yeah,
they might even build you your own treehouse at Havasupai.
Oh, nice.
They might. Yeah, you could try for that. we're going surfing later today, and I'm bringing, like, a case of the camp with us.
Oh, nice.
Now, wait a minute. You're going surfing in Portland?
We're only an hour and a half from the beach. So, we're just going to hop in the truck. And
so they have some good waves over there in Oregon?
Yeah, it gets really cold. But then I went to Hawaii.
Doesn't it have, like, a lot of rocks up there?
There's some rocks, but, you know, you just have to be careful on the entry and exit.
Okay. Yeah, I got spoiled living in Hawaii. Then when I come over to the cold water with no visibility, it, like, freaks me out a little bit.
Oh, totally. I mean, it changed my world when I went to Oahu. I went to Oahu for college for 1 year, and that was my first experience surfing in Hawaii.
Where were you? UH Manoa or where?
Yeah, Manoa.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a beautiful campus, too.
Yeah, oh, it
Drink
is.
A lot of
it's
Primo.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
So chocolate gets a bad rap, but tell us about some of the health benefits of chocolate. and cacao.
Yeah, so in my opinion, it's the
cacao.
It's the confections that get a bad rap, because I've made them before, and there's a lot of butter, a lot of sugar, and a lot of cream that goes into it. But dark chocolate is a little bit different. Cacao is actually a metabolism promoter. So when you keep chocolate pretty close to the origin and keep the sugar content low, it's actually there's a lot of health benefits to it. It promotes metabolism. It's good for you. But
and it tastes good too. I mean, this is
it's
absolutely
very good.
Delicious, and I cannot express enough how. I mean, it's just so creamy. I'm surprised that this came out of this little packet. I mean, you saw me pour that in there, right?
I did.
Right. Well, and the fact that he is so he's so conscientious about making sure that his sources are all organic and and co-op,
which
you know,
is good.
Farmer-owned. That's so important, especially in third world countries like Peru.
But here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. This could be an after-dinner drink too, right?
Mm-hmm. It could, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just to go back to the sourcing real quick, to touch on that, I got interested in cacao in general because I learned that it was what's called an understory crop, which means it needs the natural rainforest to create shade because the leaf of the cacao tree can't take direct sunlight. They burn.
Cacao.
So when you have you seen the Portlandia about that one cacao?
No, but Daniel Tosh did a whole cacao thing too.
All right, so basically, when you're sourcing from northern Peru or regions where it's small family farms or cooperative, they need the rainforest as a shade. So when you support that cacao, you're actually supporting the rainforest. That's what initially got me interested in cacao. It seemed like a great thing to preserve the rainforest, and it's really tasty.
So, well, you do good, it tastes good, and it's an excellent business for you.
Thanks.
And how does cacao taste on its own?
Bitter.
I actually was making for a little while 100% cacao chocolate bars because I love it. I think it goes great as a savory item with like a sharp cheese or a whiskey or something like that. But yeah, I mean, have you ever had like a baking chocolate bar?
Yeah, very bitter. Not very
sweet. Yeah, it's very bitter, but when you have it in a, like a small batch chocolate, it's that when you roast at a low temp, you can really bring out the nuances in the cacao. So it can have like different flavors depending on where it's grown. So my friend in Hawaii made one that had no sugar in it, and he let me try it, and I could have sworn it had sugar in it, and I thought he put mango flavoring in it. But it was that particular cacao. It had like mango nuance to it. It's very strong, actually.
Well, you know, this has been absolutely fascinating. You know, chocolate expert Aaron Koch, thank you so much for joining us. And again, it's going to be available here in Arizona soon.
So exciting!
Yeah, and
this is not your grandma's hot chocolate.
No, it isn't.
It's way better.
Good. This is so yummy,
and it's healthy, right?
It is.
See,
and in the meantime, you can go to treehousechocolate.com. Do you sell online as well?
We sure do. Yep.
Excellent, excellent. So treehousechocolate.com, check out the website, and then, you know, stay tuned right here in Arizona. This will be available. It really is delicious. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Easter.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good Easter.
Thank you so much. This is very good, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
And if it's healthy, I even like that even better.
Yeah, well, and I'm drinking it, but I feel like I've just had a bite of one of the best high quality dark chocolate, 70% cacao.
Yeah, and just melted in your mouth immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
But
and
that,
not in
but,
your
but
hands.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is. It
wow,
is.
Did you hear how she said that?
Well, we're gonna have to give her a break and
you're not
and,
kidding. It's on fire here.
Yes. Well, we got That's some more candy coming up after the break, but let's take a little bit let's take a visit to Big Rock Candy Mountain. Harry McClintock bring us into our break down, and like I said, Breakthrough Entertainment's Easter special our Easter basket to our listeners.
Wow, that sounds what, 1912?
It's pretty close.
Before records were made. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. in the big rock candy mountains. All the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of...